Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 19th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus chapters 4 to 6. All the promises of God will be fulfilled. We read in Exodus chapter 6 verses 6 to 8 like this. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. As the Lord Almighty El Shaddai is explaining his plan of deliverance of the Israelites from Egypt to Moses, his servant, he details seven great promises that he intends to fulfill concerning the Israelites, which are as follows. Number one, God will deliver the Israelites from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Number two, God will rid the Israelites out of the Egyptian bondage. Number three, God will redeem the Israelites with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. Number four, God will take the Israelites to himself as his people. Number five, God will be to the Israelites their savior, who will rescue them from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Number six, God will bring the Israelites into Canaan, the promised land that he promised to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And number seven, God will give the land of Canaan to the Israelites as a perpetual gift and heritage for their succeeding generations. We know that the Bible is divided into two sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Among these two, the Old Testament records the wishes of the testator God Almighty, what he was bequeathing to his children, the Israelites, as a reward for the obedience of their great grandfather Abraham. Even before Moses would bring the Israelites out of the Egyptian bondage, God has a clear vision and plan about how he will implement the deliverance. We know that God actually fulfilled all the seven promises that he had made to Moses eventually. Even though the fulfillment of the sixth and seventh promise got delayed due to the unbelief and disobedience of the Israelites, God was true to his promises in fulfilling them. God proved himself as the covenant-keeping God who fulfilled his covenant by freeing the Israelites from Egypt and bringing them into the promised land. As the New Testament Christians, God has given so many precious and wonderful promises through his word. Let us look closely into each and every one of the promises that God has given us, being assured that God will fulfill all his promises. Let us strive to live our lives that are pleasing to him alone. As we read in Hebrews chapter 2 verses 1 to 4 like this. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which was at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God, also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will.